Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Jackson Blog Talk Radio Show on every weekday evening, Monday through Friday at 6:30, and at times when I'm able to do it, 11 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. I welcome you to the politically incorrect show of the world, where you're going to hear the honest truth, you're going to hear critical, you're going to be exposed and engage in with me critical thinking and honest discernment. And we are not concerned with media hype, with media falsehoods, with media lies, or political rhetoric. We're concerned with getting at the truth and the facts. A second element of this show is, for me, I am an active and believing Christian and have been so since my baptism in 1948 and my confirmation in the Methodist Church at the age of 12, and subsequently in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which I've been a longtime member, and also I've served as a pastor in the LCMS denomination, which I'm which I greatly respect as a Orthodox Christian church dedicated to the truths of the gospel and not affected by liberalism and politics. Next, I do adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture and to the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles' Nicene, Athanasian Creed. And when I have the time, I try to read the great Christian authors of the past, such as John Milton, one of my all-time favorites, an epic poet who handled the fall of man into sin as the critical and cosmic event in human history. He was right. He was absolutely right, and he handled this in this epic, which has inspired me my entire life to know someone and hear of someone who, while he was blind, wrote three great poems: the epic poem Paradise Lost, the epic poem Paradise Regained, and the Greek tragedy model of Samson Agonistes, taken from the Bible. The Bible and classical literature were the inspiration for John Milton, and I adore him as I adore no one else in the world as a thinker and writer. Next, I will also read other Christian authors, such as St. Augustine, a very voluminous Christian writer, who wrote his very great work, City of God, while the Vandals were at the gates of Hippo, where he lived and was the bishop. The world was collapsing, and he wrote this great work, City of God. These are two of the people that are my idols and that I adore as human beings who have contributed so much to the world and continue. When I read them, I'm inspired that I can even be attained to the level of thinking these people engaged in. I include John Bunyan, Hilaire Belloc, and many other. C.S. Lewis, another of my idols, a great Christian writer. And so, let me continue. I run a podcast show and a blog talk radio show, which are Christian in their orientation, and they attract many Muslim visitors, both of them. The blog talk radio has visits from Saudi Arabia, and I have a number of Muslim guests on the podcast show. Over 4,250 people have visited from 77 countries. And as well as the Blog Talk Radio Show has had many visits. It is a pleasure to me that my Muslim friends and people from China, atheist agnostic China, are visiting these shows and perhaps are being informed of Christian truth. Even though they themselves are not Christians, they may be open to this thinking, which is very important to me. I also am a writer. I've written 10 books, 3 Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, which has been bought by the University of California extremely extensively, and by 4 Dutch universities, and by the University of Marburg, and by the Zurich Central Library in Switzerland. I also have written a book on Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, which has had wide circulation in both Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania, 2 Ivy League universities, which have bought this book. also my book on the parables. It's been bought by Harvard recently, by Harvard Divinity School, and I'm pleased by the sales of these books and that people in other societies are reading the Christian truth that I try to present in these books. As far as the book on the parables, I have posted 41 of these parables, my interpretations, on my website and on social media. And I'm presently doing sort of the same thing for the sayings of Christ in the Gospels. I'm posting this on social media and on my website. I'm pleased that two of my publications, the Syracuse Law Review on Criminal Procedure, has been bought by the United States Supreme Court and by the State Department, as well as many European and American libraries in the world. Many libraries in Germany have bought this book, as well as my article published on Academicus, an international scientific group. This book on sex, that article on sex discrimination, has had wide circulation in Germany and in the Far East and in many, many places all over the world, very extensively, China and Japan included, and it has been bought by the State Department. I'm having another article published by Academicus, an international scientific group, on the education system and how it's declined. And that's soon coming out, and that's as much as I want to say about my present activities. Tonight I'm going to talk, as you know, this show focuses on theology, on religious content, but we're open to all kinds of thoughts and ideas. Matter of fact, I have my copy of Karl Marx's writing, a very, very profound and great thinker. So I'm open to many streams of thought that may approach me and that may give me and help in my life journey. That includes Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, for example. It also includes John Stuart Mill and John Dewey and many others, and Bertrand Russell. And so, yes, I benefit from these people. And the literary giants are analyzed on my show, such as Sinclair Lewis, John Steinbeck, T.S. Eliot, Keats, Shelley, Byron, E.M. Forster, and many others are handled on this show, as well as political issues. I am a proponent and fan of President Trump. I think he did a good job, but it's politics, and he was deposed, and I can't say why these things happen. After all, Jesus Christ was crucified, wouldn't he, ladies and gentlemen? So, obviously, humanity does, I'm not saying they made a mistake in not electing President Trump, but the telling fact is that Jesus was crucified. This perfect, loving man was crucified, who cured illness, who performed miracles, who gave love to the masses. He was tortured and killed, which goes to show you what goes on in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you figure it out for yourself. The presence of sin. It's obvious. And I also talk about my books in this show. And tonight I'm going to talk about two things that are very dear to my heart that I'm going to comment on. And one of the topics is why I write. And that's a very, 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 very deep thought and thoughtful issue for me, because writing is no fun. It's lonely. It's isolated. It's servitude. I have gotten a little fame from my many writings and little money. It's very hard work and with little or no possibility of reward in the end. However, I want to give the reasons why I write. First of all, I think most writers would agree with me that people write because they love the sounds of words. Words have great beauty, and I enjoy the vocalic sounds of words. Words are more than me than just a medium of thought and manners and communication. they have many qualities, words, if taken correctly and expressed correctly, of great beauty. Words can express the deepest and most profound religious feeling. They can express the most beautiful vision and apprehension of nature. They can express the depths of romantic love and the most profound of philosophical ideas. Words are a beautiful medium of thought. And I love and enjoy what you might say is the sounds of words as I write them and hear them. For me, words for me are more than a medium of bare-bone communication. For me, they express many qualities of near-poetic beauty. And as I said, words can express the deepest and profound religious feeling and insight, the most beautiful vision and apprehension of nature, the depths of romantic love, and the most profound of philosophical ideas. Words can be put to use in a casual, in a formal essay, such as I write in my book, Essay of the Christian Worldview, as well as the long narratives and conventions of the novel as it is passed for the past 500 years. So words can be used to the informal essay, as well as used in the narratives and conventions of the novel as is developed for the past 500 years. As I say, words can express, they're not just bare-bone communication. For me, they're much more than that. They express, have many qualities in themselves of great poetic beauty, and words can express the deepest of profound of religious feeling, the most beautiful apprehension and vision of nature, and the depths of romantic love, and the most profound of philosophical ideas. Words can be put to use in the casual and informal essay, as well as the long narratives of the novel as it has developed for the past 500 years. Words can express, have their own particular beauty, and I greatly enjoy the sounds of words. Words can express through alliteration, rhythm and rhyme, sounds that bring us their own particular form of beauty. In other words, birds have a sound and feeling for me that are very precious to me. I write because I enjoy the sounds and conventions and forms of these words. Second, I write because I enjoy expressing my thoughts in coherent form. I say this, when thoughts are only orally expressed, they're impermanent and undeveloped. The developed written word allows the expression of coherent thinking, whereby ideas, concepts, and thoughts can be made permanent and expressed to a wider audience. So, the second reason I write, because when words are put into writing, thoughts are expressed in a more permanent, coherent form. And when words are only expressed, as they are today often, in through mediums of images and television and cinema and computers, they're only orally expressed, and they're impermanent, and most of all, they're undeveloped. The developed written word allows the expression of thinking, whereby ideas and concepts can be made permanent and expressed to a wider audience. That's the second reason I write, because I enjoy the permanent expression of thought, which is available in written word, which is fully developed thinking. Third, I think I write because I wish to have a place in the stream of history where other minds will remember me and think of me and my thoughts and ideas when I'm long gone. I guess I have a selfish concept and idea of wishing to have a place in the stream of history where other minds will remember me and think of me and my thoughts and ideas when I'm long gone. I write because I have the selfish and egotistical desire to have a place in the stream of future generations. I wish in this act of supreme egotism to have a place or corner in history. So I write because I enjoy expressing my thoughts and idea in a literary, poetic form, and because I wish a permanent record of my thoughts. I wish a place in history. Finally, My other reason is that I think I have something to say. I'm not so dominant and self-involved that I think my thoughts are entirely original, since many of them come from the reading of the major writers and thinkers I have, so to speak, read in the course of my lifetime. But I do think that in some little way that I can contribute my little widow's mite through my writing and offer the world something of value and interest. I write because I think I have something to say. I'm not so dominant and egotistical that I think my thoughts are original necessarily, and really most of them, the content in my mind, as I write it down, come from the reading of major writers and thinkers I have read in my course of my lifetime. But I do think in some little way that I can contribute my little widow's mite through my writing and offer the world something of value. I write because I think I have something to say of some value that people might be interested in. The sacrifice and the task of writing is great, but I think even with the dominance of the visual and image and sound today, that writing always properly used will be able to express the most complex and loftiest and profoundest and deepest and most beautiful ideas that the human mind can express. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk. This is found in page 10 of my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview. And I give you an overview of why I write, because I love the sounds of word, because it can be used in so many varied ways, whether in religious thought, whether in beauty of nature, expressing romantic love, and the most profound of philosophical ideas. I write because I enjoy the sounds of words and their beauty. Second, I enjoy expressing my thoughts in coherent form, because when thoughts are only shallowly expressed orally, they are impermanent and undeveloped. The developed written word allows the expression of coherent thinking. Third, I write because I want to be remembered in the stream of thought and history. I have the selfish and egotistical desire to have a place in the stream of future generations. I want to have a corner in the arena of history. I want to have a place, a lasting place. Fourthly, I also write because I have something to say. That's another reason. Because I have something to say. I'm not so self-involved. I think my thoughts are original, since many come from the reading of the major writers and thinkers I have done in the course of my life. But I do think in some little way that I can contribute my little widow's mite through my writing and offer the world something of value. So I write because I think I have something to say. And I think that the sacrifice and the task of writing is great and daunting. But I still think, even with the dominance of the visual image and sound, that writing will always be properly used to express the most complex, profound, and most beautiful ideas that the human mind can express. In the written word, the most complex and the most involved thinking and expression is possible. And when writing is not present, then we are in an arena and life of superficiality and no thought. In other words, it is only writing can express thought, and oral presentation has its limits in terms of, and images have their limits in the expression of thought, and of course beauty. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and tomorrow night I'm going to talk about why I read. It's connected with what I write, because in reading, I sort of have developed my written style and thinking. And I think reading is very important for a writer, because it is in reading that ideas are coherent and present to the writer, and he's able to develop his ideas more fully through reading the major writers. But I will talk about why I read tomorrow night, and I hope you've enjoyed this little talk. And you can find this little essay on page 10, chapter 1, page 10, chapter 5 of my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Why I Write. And tomorrow I will talk about why I read. Because I love to write and I love to read. They are my great pleasures. Okay, and I hope that you will consider joining me, ladies and gentlemen, in these pleasures, which satisfy me greatly. And my thinking, satisfy my thinking and my soul and my spirit and my mind. Please join me in writing and reading as I talk about reading tomorrow and have talked about why I write tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this and it has stimulated your mind to write and read. Okay, thanks very much.